The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy doody, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Now, just so you know, we actually did have a Wednesday edition. I was unable to upload it. Computer problems. But it is up, so if you're listening to this now and you didn't catch Wednesday's, go back. It's definitely there. In any case, it's the 19th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours are coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Jamming out on your Android phone, especially via Bluetooth, can be a pain in the ass. Why? Well, because the volume settings are never remembered. That is, until P comes along. That's right, Android P is finally going to fix that freaking volume problem in the settings that will make it that when you connect your Bluetooth earphones, it will actually remember that you were still on an acceptable volume. I know, this is like woohoo, big whoopee deal. But if you're a music fan like myself, you're thinking, oh, thank you. Because we've all been there with an Android device, you put your headphones on, you say, oh, I can't hear anything. It's down at zero. Or there's those other times when I put my headphones on, oh my god, I can't hear now. Because it's up like at 100%. Thankfully, P will cure the problem. Facebook. Well, it looks like maybe they're trying to learn their lesson a little bit. And I do say a little bit. Because it seems Facebook now needs to ask your permission to use your data to target ads. That is, at least if you're in Europe. Although we are hearing they're going to roll this out worldwide. We'll see. Also in Europe, they're going to need your permission for you to turn on facial recognition. And I know you're thinking, all right, finally, they're doing something right. Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, it takes a friggin' brain surgeon to figure out how the app is supposed to work. In fact, critics are actually saying that the permission screens, they're actually intentionally designed to be confusing. Going on to state that Facebook provides no simple button to decline the permission, although that there is a big old button there saying, sure, let me in. To turn it off, you've actually got to go through the app and start doing all that lovely, complicated, turn this on, turn this off, did I do it right? You know, that kind of stuff. Plus, you got Facebook sitting there saying, are you sure you want to do this? Well, I'm here through these 9,000 screens. Yeah, I'm pretty sure by now. But when it's all said and done in your managed data setting, you'll finally have the option and chance to opt out. Just took you 6 hours to get there. Snapchat. Oh, yes, our other social media destination. I'm still not on it. I think I'm too old. So anyways, this is for the younger listeners out there that are snapping away. Well, you've got new shoppable augmented reality feature lenses that are coming. Now I'm going to put this to you in a more, how we say, old adult way of thinking. They're giving you more ads. Now these augmented reality lenses, yeah, we all know what these things do. It can make you look like a dog or a cat or God only knows. But also when you get these lenses, it also serves as an extension to Snapchat's existing shoppable ads. And that allows those marketers to engage with potential customers right through Snapchat's app. And right to you. So the next time you see those lenses come up and you say, oh, look over there. There's an Adidas logo. If you click on it, well, guess what? You might be buying some pair of shoes before the day is done. Snap says that more than 70 million users play with its lenses Snapchat camera every day, with an average of 3 minutes of playtime each day. Then they go ahead and share those 250 million snaps with some form of AR involved. As you can probably get the idea, the advertisement just keeps on giving. I know, shouldn't sit here and complain. It's free, right? Just like Facebook. And finally, I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever discovered a person out there that says, you know what, I'm definitely in the mood for some edible polymer gel. You know anybody like that? But apparently scientists are completely different people, because they have found a way to make edible polymer gel that's caffeinated. Wow! Yes, researchers at MIT have said, you know what, the world just needs more gel. At least this gel is FDA recognized and it's supposedly safe. Yeah, there are some gels out there that you may have munched on that may not be so good for you. They're actually saying that caffeine is a key ingredient, too. It actually helps speed up the chemical reaction by pulling protons off some of the components in order to change their structure and build the molecule. Yeah, gel, I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'm hoping 7-Eleven's gonna put it right next to the Slurpee machine soon. you've got a story and no one else will listen, we'll listen. You can tell that by that last story. Send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website, of course. Podcast, blog, reviews, it's all over there and it's all for you. You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But don't forget about our BTN community, because that is where all the lovely people are and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come on over and join us today. BritishTech.slack.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, we will not have a new show tomorrow. Sorry, no Friday edition, but we will be back on Monday, I promise. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 72 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, have a fantastic Friday and a weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.